وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and one of the best ways to understand Islamic value system about humanity and what Islam considers to be the ideals of human traits and human values is by discussing and analyzing the life stories of those people whom Islam has introduced as the role models. So in the Holy Quran, we read that the Holy Quran introduces the Prophet of Islam as a role model for all Muslims, all those who want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the ahadith of the Prophet, in the narrations and quotations from the Prophet, we realize that he has introduced the chosen members from his pure progeny as the role models for Muslims. So a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories and biographies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi and his pure progeny alayhim as-salam. So we were in the fifth chapter about Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi as-salam, and we were talking about the fact that if you want to understand the life story and biography of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, we have to have an analysis of his socio-political conditions. And the fact that Islam, that had started as a movement and then developed into a state, unfortunately had to make or take one step back and become a movement again. And this way, Imam Hasan Mujtaba made sure and secured the continuation of Islam, at least in the form of a movement, okay? Because there was one other opposition line that would see everything as a kind of ground for their own dominance. They wouldn't care even if Islam was totally wiped out. After they got to power, they said it clearly that we only wanted to get over people, we only wanted to rule over people, regardless of the ideology that it is based on. Like the way that Banu Umayyah at the time of the pagan era, they were the elite of Quraysh and they were somehow the rulers of the community at that time. And it was based on pagan ideology. And it made no difference for them if they used Islamic ideology just to rule over people. So it was mainly, it was about dominance. And they would also understand whatever that happened in the history of Islam as the context of their own gain. Like we have this at the end of, when the tragedy of Ashura finished, Yazid said what? La'ibat Hashimu bil mulk. It's like every accusation is a confession. Like he said that these people, they only wanted to play with dominance and kingdom. They did not have anything about ideology or a spiritual thing or anything. It was, there was no revelation, there was no ideology, there was no, it was only the play with the political dominance. So you see, this is the kind of baggage, mental baggage that they have with themselves. They see everyone else with their own color. They think that others are also like them, meaning that whatever possible, whatever that can be instrumentalized to serve or desire to dominate over others, that is fine. If it is Islam, if it is paganism, anything. And this was a very, I mean, if you did not have the movement of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, you would have definitely seen the death of Islam, complete annihilation of the religion of Islam, because people would have realized that these people, they only care about their dominance and also the people who came after them, and they don't care about Islamic teachings. So Imam al-Hasan Mujtaba secured the continuation of true Muhammadan Islam with his decision, strategic decisions in that time. Inshallah, we're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about how the role and actions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba in that sociopolitical context is significant, in the sense that he secured the continuity and life of Islam in a different mode, the true Muhammadan Islam as a movement. And then we also talked about the peace treaty that he signed with Muawiyah, how it guaranteed and secured the living of Shia community. There are different ways to understand this. We said that one, unfortunately, reductionist view is that Imam Hassan Mujtaba, he was like a soft person, patient, and because of that softness and passivity, he accepted to make peace with Muawiyah. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his younger brother, because he was not as soft, he wanted to fight with Yazid. And this is a greatest insult that these people could raise against the progeny of the Prophet, and also raise against the Prophet himself, who has introduced this progeny as role models, but these role models cannot make decisions based on strategic conditions. They only make decisions based on their personality. No, this is not the case. When we study the conditions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we realize that the conditions were different. And in the conditions that Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba lived, even Imam al-Hussein was defending the decision of the peace treaty. There were this hadith, this historical account, that Hujr ibn Adi, in the presence of Imam al-Hussein, it was a secret meeting. Only close companions of Imam al-Hassan were around Imam al-Hassan, and also Imam al-Hussein was there. So Hujr somehow complained and protested to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba about the decision of the peace treaty. And Imam Hussein, before even Imam Hassan says anything, Imam Hussein, وَغَمَزَ الْحُسَيْنُ حُجْرًا, he pointed to Hujr that he said, you should be quiet. He pointed to him with a gesture that you should be quiet, and this is a decision. So we see, this tells you that you cannot say if Imam Hussein was at that time, he would have made a different decision. Because this is a secret meeting, Imam Hussein could easily say, okay, Hujr is right, for example. What was it? What kind of decision is this? We could have made another decision, something like this. But no, you see that not only he does not take that side, take that stance, he actually opposes those people who were complaining to Imam Hassan Mujtaba about that decision. So why Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba had to make that decision? Why could not he start a fight like the way Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam started the fight in the situation of Karbala? And this is a very important question. Inshallah, we're going to answer that and cover The answer of that question based on sociopolitical conditions and context of his time, and we're going to see how the fight at that time would completely destroy everything about the true movement of Muhammadan Islam, and how the decision of making peace, especially making a conditional peace like the way that Imam Hassan Mujtaba did, was the best decision and equally important and significant in the life of Islam with the incident of Ashura. Like the way that we say Ashura guaranteed the true Muhammadan Islam, we also say the peace treaty of Imam Hassan Mujtaba guaranteed the continuation of the true Muhammadan Islam. Inshallah, we're going to continue this discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.